Blog Talk Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Toyota RAV4. Let's make today fun.
This is Nikki Rich with Fresh Perspectives Radio, and I'm here today with Marvin Ambrosius, R&B budding star out of London. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Nikki?
I'm great. I know the last time we talked, you were really doing some major things in London and in the U.S. Tell everybody what you're working on right now.
Well, funny, since obviously A Taste of Ambrosius came out in 2011, it was well received, and I really enjoyed doing that project. But now I kind of, over the past 2 years, kind of dived into a part of my, I'd say, my nostalgic past, which is something I've been passionate about, and collaborated with guys that were on my last project called Muddy Loop. Which were two producers that had like an 80s electro sound, really like breaking, breakdance, just that amazing, lovely sound and silky. And we just kind of said, let's just do a project together. And I was like, okay. So we did a couple of records turned into 10 records, 10 records turned into 20. And then a girl that I used to work with years ago named Lucy Lawrence, she started working with us, and we just said, you know what, this is a group situation that just works. And now we got Crazy Records, and then we did an EP deal with Mullet Records. Big shout out to them for signing our EP. So we've got a 5-track EP coming out on the 11th of August called Back Together, and that's going to be available on pre-order on Monday coming. So, it's great. That's what's on the horizon right now.
That is awesome, Marvin. And I know you formed a band, am I correct?
Funny enough, I worked with them collaborating with A Taste of Ambrosius, and they were the producers that I brought along on that project. They had their group Muddy Loop for years, but they just used to source vocalists. And then, because I'd worked with them for a few songs, they just decided that we don't want any more vocalists. We kind of just really love what we do with you. And I kind of felt the same way and was like, you know what, let's make it happen. It just so happens I knew somebody who was just as good as what I thought I could be and bring something else to the table. So I kind of joined their group. So it was actually Metro Williams. I always loved that name. They were the founder, him and Blond Peterson. They're the founders, and I just joined their movement, and then we just made it into something else.
And also, Marvin, I want all our global listeners to know that you not only are a singer, but you are also a writer. And you are currently writing on some new projects with Marsha Ambrosius.
Yeah, big sis, man. I'm really overly proud of the new record, Friends and Love. She's put out, as dirty as and nasty as it is to hear your sister do songs like 69. But at the same time, we both grew up on listening to our Jodeci's, listening to our guys, our Minnie Riperton's, our Charlie Wilson's, Gap Band, and those sensual songs and that type of feel-good music and that bedroom music has always been part of our lives. And she's just basically managed to keep it alive in everyone's forefront, and knowing that she is actually the pioneer for that music now. I don't think there's anybody else that can do bedroom music better than she can, which is crazy. And the song we did, funny enough, Spend All My Time, was originally a love song, and then it kind of turned into a family song about loved ones, about my auntie Beryl and my nan, and who both passed away. And it just got really emotional. And then when Charlie got on board, it was because obviously him himself had been through cancer, like my aunt. And it's kind of, he understood what it was like to have that feeling of loss and pain. And it just, the way it sounds in the song, you can't, it's that billionaire feeling. You listen back to it and you're like, wow, like this, this is amazing music. This is the reason why we do music, to provoke that emotion. And definitely that's what we've done. So yeah, that's something I'm really proud of at the moment.
So it's a collaboration with Marsha, yourself, as well as Charlie Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, just to say, like, my name is in a credit next to Charlie Wilson. I never thought in my lifetime I would have my name next to Charlie Wilson. And I've even made a bet with Marsh. I said, if you get a Grammy, I said, this album is going to get a Grammy. I said, you can't be nominated more than 13 times and not get a Grammy on your next one. So
exactly.
I said, we'll be there at the next Grammys, and we'll be there with Charlie going, thank you, because he's going to be one of the reasons why we got one.
Yes. Now, Marvin, with so many projects you're working on, now can we expect any touring here in the U.S. or even where you are today?
Well, the one thing I've been talking to a lot of people actually in L.A., funny enough, about Mighty Loop, about the project and about the type of music it is. And funny enough, with the type of like the 90s electro, I know you had a listen to it earlier, the type of sound it's very LA 80s breakdance, beat street. It's got that Teen Wolf, Back to the Future sound, that feel good old school, but then it's also got that soul, Minnie Riperton, Marvin Gaye retro sound to it. And really, we want to bring music to where it's appreciated. And I always say, if it's appreciated somewhere else, that's where you go. Over here, it's being more received at the moment. And we're going to be doing some shows momentarily. We haven't booked any dates yet, but we just want to see what crowds like it, because it is kind of a new market we're moving into, because there's really nobody doing the type of music what we're doing at the moment. So we're trying to be a bit innovative in that sense. So we'll see where it goes, but we do want to come to LA and do something. So I'll be hollering at you, Nikki, to get us out there.
Yes, most definitely. Now, Marvin, to any of the listeners out there, I know they want to know where they can check out your music, learn about Marvin Ambrosius and what's going on. Where could they go to?
Yeah, please, if you go to the festival, if you haven't downloaded my original mixtape, A Taste of Ambrosius, please go to www.npamusic.bandcamp.com. Go there, get the leading song, which was Hush, which was probably the biggest hit I'd personally had. And even now I get emails daily about that song, which was crazy. I still do love that song. And also as well, visit mulletrecords.com, mulletrecords.com, and you'll see on there Mighty Loop with the EP Back Together. You can also go on the SoundCloud for Mullet Records, and it will feature as well. You actually can hear like 2.5 minute snippets of the EP prior to coming out, which I'm sure when you listen to it, hopefully you'll be buying it. I'm sure like you'll get into it, but that's where you can find me at.
Yes. Thanks for joining us today, Marvin Ambrosius. I'm Nikki Rich with Fresh Perspectives Radio. Be sure to make today and every day fun.
This episode has been brought to you by Toyota RAV4. Let's make today fun.
Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today. Browse the hottest sources on the web for trending styles posted on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Best Dudes. All from the Best Dudes app on your mobile device. Stay up on the latest beauty industry news and salon resources. Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today.
I'm young, but I'm wise enough to Halfway going crazy, girl, they can't feed me. Illegally Blessed, haven't you heard? Favor Ain't Fair by Yolanda Smothers. Purchase at Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble website. Also sold in paperback. Gift wrap available upon purchase. Free shipping on qualifying offers. Follow at Y Smothers on Twitter today.
Back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're broadcasting live here today, sunny California. Thank you guys for tuning in. Prior to the Nikki Rich Show, you heard that exclusive interview with the Toyota RAV4 series, Fresh Perspectives Radio. I was chosen as the featured host, yes, to do an exclusive interview with Marvin Ambrosius. It was a great interview. So, you know, if you got a chance to listen to it, you would have had a special treat. I do want to let you guys know that you can always go back and listen to thenikkirichshow.com. Right now, we're going to take a quick break because right now we're playing music. It is Motivated Mondays, and we want you guys to also call in. Call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or tonight's guest. And speaking of tonight's guest, we got Aziza Diamond. She will be in the house. So we want you guys to sit back and relax. Right now we're going all the way to Houston, Texas. Just bring me.
Like the game should be played from the start. Start off. way. They might act hard, but that's all. Mad. So I tricked them. I'm a magician and on a mission to have your women kissing and missing up in the new edition. Yeah. And I ain't talking about Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, your Mike, but Maseratis and them Bugattis by the end of the night. They say they want a cocktail with a twist with it. They like the black power. I put a fist in it. Fist ludicrous. I'm a sucker for a big blood. All up in the club screaming.
Now, to anybody listening in, call in 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or tonight's guest. We're going to go to Jason Derulo featuring Snoop Dogg, and this is Wiggle.
Hey, yo, Jason. Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans?
You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
No hands, got me in this club making wedding plans. If I take pictures while you do your dance, I can make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, woo, your booty like two planets. Woo, go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo, whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
That don't right. Tired of working at 9 to 5. Well, baby, let me come and change your life. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Oh, yeah. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Mama gave you, misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble babe you. What they do, taste my raindrops cable. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrate it. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it, overstated, underrated. Everywhere I've been, can you wiggle, wiggle for the B-O-double-G again?
Come on, baby.
Wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle.
I could believe you, then I'll be alright.
gonna fly to the way I feel inside. Loving you was easy once upon a time, but now my suspicions of you have multiplied, and it's all because you lied. I only give you a hard time, 'cause I can't go on and pretend like I haven't tried to forget this, but I'm much too full of resentment. Just can't seem to get over the way you hurt me.
a very special Christmas from me.
Pills for 'em, cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions.
Illegally Blessed, Haven't You Heard, Favor Ain't Fair by Yolanda Smothers. Purchase at Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes and Noble website. Also sold in paperback. Gift wrap available upon purchase. Free shipping on qualifying offers. Follow at Y Smothers on Twitter today.
What are you doing, Kris Kringle?
What are you doing, Kris Kringle?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
When it's not Christmas, Kris Kringle.
When it's not Christmas, Kris Kringle.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You ever wonder what old Saint Nick does after the holidays? He goes out back to South Cackalack to a house out in the upstate. He dictates complaints, follow-ups, and details. Stress raises blood pressure. He delegates it to elves. So why waste time on Christmas rhymes unless this story was true? Because some of you out there don't believe now. Hey, Al, how about you? Kris takes his vacation and goes to college part-time, learning lock, second semester computerized designs. And then every weekend and two or three weeknights, he's working security with different camera types. So if you got no chimney, wonder how Santa got inside. Oh, he's got his own ways, yo, I don't deny. Every chance he gets, he has a feast for his friends. Any excuse to eat, and well, then seeing him again. His mouth starts drooling and buttons start popping. I don't know what he likes better, stuffing his face or stockings. And while Jolly and Jack Frost were jacking their jaws, he ate the fruitcake, the cheesecake, cheese balls and all. You don't believe what you can't see, but Kris Kringle means Christmas to me. For lots of boys and girls all over the world, he gives them gifts, hope he makes them happy. Past history to present day, it's his spirit that we celebrate anyway. Yeah, that's right, y'all. Kris Kringle made the magic in Christmas, giving the others less fortunate than himself. Boys and girls all over the world. So if at first you don't believe, just ask and you shall receive. Yeah, now, how can anyone ever expect to receive anything from whom they don't even believe? Think about it, or better yet, go Google it. Yeah. One Christmas misconception, Kris travels alone. No, he takes two elves, one with a GPS phone. Then he's got a second elf, who's the sleigh postmaster. If Johnny got Joni's gifts, that could be a disaster. This is my first official time to ride in Santa's sleigh. I got to go too well since I just saved the holidays. And about 3 hours into it, whoa, I had to go. I wanted to write my name yellow in the snow. I stepped out on the roof, but much to my demise, as Santa went down the chimney, the whirlwind caught me by surprise. I went down too and bounced off his belly like a trampoline on a bowl full of jelly. I landed across the room scared, you know what out of me? I need to change pants, Santa, cause I just peed. You don't believe what you can't see, but Kris Kringle means Christmas to me. For lots of boys and girls all over the world, he gives them gifts, hope he makes them happy. Past history to present day, it's his spirit that we celebrate anyway. Yeah. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, but only if you believe. So keep believing, Virginia. Keep believing, and you'll see.
That be doing the most. Rich, rich, rich. The number one host that be doing 7:30 to 9:30. Celebrities, entrepreneurs, Monday through Friday. If your rhymes were looking for the best all across the globe, over 1,000 likes, your Twitter out of control. Who else is on demand interviewing entertainment? Conduct the interviews like an artist when she painted. So tune in live when you see the mic on. You live with the Nicki Rich Show. Let's go.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in. It is a Motivated Mondays. I know we all are motivated tonight. We got a special guest in the house. I'm excited. Yes, here in LA, we also got a lot of listeners from New York. I see we got Cali in the building. I see Atlanta. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. Chicago showing love. Got a chance to talk with some of the Chicago listeners behind the scenes, and much love to you guys. I started with Chicago's college underground radio, so much love to you guys, and thanks for tuning in tonight. And if you heard the first half of the Nicki Rich Show, you heard the Toyota RAV4 series, our exclusive interview with Marsha Ambrosia's brother, Marvin Ambrosia. But we have a special treat right now. I'm excited to welcome to the show our next guest, our second half of the show. So we want you guys to tune in, call in 323-580-5749 and press that 1. We're also going to be streaming live on Hangwith. So if you're watching on Hangwith, we're going to be live. So we want you guys to check out the Nicki Rich Show. Our special guest tonight, we have Miss Aziza Diamond in the house. We want you guys to sit back, relax, and just listen. And if you want to, you can speak with her. We have our chat room open. We also have the phone lines open as well. Follow on Twitter and Facebook as well. So with no further ado, I'm excited to welcome our special guest tonight, Miss Aziza Diamond. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Nicki Rich Show.
Hello. I'm doing good.
Yes, yes. We're so excited to have you here today. I've been following your movement for quite some time, I tell you, and I said we have to get you on to the Nicki Rich Show. We definitely had to get you on, so we're so glad you're here today, Motivated Mondays, because you have inspired so many and motivated so many here in the entertainment industry. So we welcome you here today.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yes, most definitely. Now, we know that we have some listeners in here that might not know who you are, and we're going to get down to it, and we're going to talk and learn a little bit more about you. But as I was checking you out, I see that we have something in common. We grew up in church, and your church was also named St. Paul Baptist as well, so that's pretty cool. You know.
Sorry, yes.
Yes. That's pretty neat.
Yes. Oh, wow. Small world.
Yes, yes. So that's pretty awesome. But we know that you got your voice and you grew up singing in a church. I mean, I tell you, yes. That's pretty amazing. So that's a long time from then to now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a blessing, though.
Yes. So you have family members that was also, I would say, musically inclined as well?
Yes. Other than my grandmother, who had me in the church all the time, my father is an amazing singer. He is amazing. He sings R. Kelly, and I'm just amazed at how well he sounds. But, yeah, my dad. I got it from my father.
I know that's right. And I tell you, you know, that's pretty amazing. And I know you also are a lot familiar with the rhythm and blues and the gospel, you know, all those different genres. So that's pretty great to be exposed at a very young age to those different genres as well. So I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, my mother, she would always have me, whenever we clean up, she would turn on old school music. So I was always listening to Marvin Gaye and all the way to the Bee Gees. It was just like everything in between, you know. So I listened to a lot of great legendary music growing up. So thanks, Mom.
And they knew that you was destined for greatness. They knew you was going to be a star. That, and, you know, you have to speak it, and you know, just having your family support your dreams and having them behind you, you know, and knowing at a very young age that, hey, my child is going to be a star, you know, that's the best feeling in the world, I could say, because some people, they don't even have that support. They don't have the family behind them. They don't have that person saying, keep going. You know, that means a lot just to have your family support your movement. That's great.
Yes, that is definitely a blessing for me. All of my family, they support me, and they continue to push me to keep striving to be the best, you know, in anything that I do. But they know I love to sing and dance, so they're rooting for me.
Yes. And speaking of dance, you have so many talents, not only from singing, from dancing, and you went to a dance school as well at a young age. I mean, you have all the training. Anything there is, it seemed like you got the proper training in the beginning, you know, to get to where you need to be. And that's what you want, because sometimes they say, do you got any experience? And look back at your history, and you can say, hey, this is what I got experience here. We went to school. This is what I trained for. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I definitely. Yes. Yes, that is really important to me. I grew up in dance. You know, I was dancing at home, you know, and when I went to high school, it was on. Like, one of my nicknames is Miss Janet. If you ask anybody, you know, in my dance company, Universal Rhythm at Shelton, that was my nickname. That's who I was. You know, I actually did a whole solo performance for Janet, you know, just because I love Janet and her dance style. So, you got to have that with your music.
And as an artist today, you got to have those many talents, you know. You look at the different artists, the Chris Browns, the Beyoncés, those are, I mean, they are performers. You know, they have a range of talent, and trendsetters as well. You know, you got to be versatile, I would say. You got to have that versatility to be able to sing, dance, do something, do some tricks, so, you know.
Right.
Besides just singing, you know, you got to have that. You got to find that other talents that you have as well, you know, pull it out of you. But I think that's great. And, you know, with you, you have so many talents. You work with amazing people as well. Dewey Rock. I mean, how did you come about that? I think that was pretty great.
Yes, actually, I was in... Few of my friends happen to know Dewey Rock and are really good friends with him. And they said, you know, I know a friend, she sings. And so I, you know, went to the studio. I wrote some lyrics, you know, I came up with this record called Halo, and it got put on the radio on 102.5. So I was just like riding in my car and I hear the song on the radio. I'm like, what is going on? You know, so it was a blessing in itself, but he's an amazing artist. He really is, you know, so I was lucky for that to happen.
Now, what was that feeling like just to hear your first single on the radio being played while riding? How did that feel? Like, what was you doing? I mean, like, I would be screaming. What was that?
I actually, it's funny because while I was driving, I pulled the car over on the freeway, and I called a few of my friends to let them know. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm on the radio, because it was freaking me out. it felt surreal. You know what I mean? I was like, is this really happening? But it was. So, yeah, I was, like, completely going crazy, like, on the side of the freeway in my car.
That is amazing. And shout out to Zoe Rock as well.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Thank you, Zoe.
And that's how you got really well known. You know, you was working, you was spending work and music being on the air, and everybody started knowing that name, you know. And I think, you know, it takes that. It takes that hard work. And when you finally see it or hear it, you know, you like, wow, this is really happening. You know, it's like that aha moment. You say,
yes,
this is real. It's real.
Yeah.
Now, we got some music today that we're going to be displaying as well. We know you're working on some new projects. So tell us, I know one of my favorite songs that we already been playing here is Got My Girls.
Okay.
Now, tell us a little bit about those projects. I like that. I tell you, we play it like 2 times a day.
Really?
But
thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, I love that song, you know. And I like the production as well.
Thank you. That was producer Superpower. He's amazing, you know. I wanted to create a record that, you know, was empowering for women, you know what I mean? And you always see guys, you know, with their crew, you know, going out and everything. And I was like, you know what? I was like, the girls need a record like that, you know?
Exactly.
So it's just like, you know, we can get ready and have one of those records. Or, you know what I mean, just when you're out there doing whatever you do, you know, as a young lady, you know, dreaming, you know, being a businesswoman, you know, going for it. You know, you need some music to help you, to motivate you. That's that record.
It is. Well, we want you to introduce it here first, here on the Nicki Rich Show, because we're ready to play it. I know we play it all the time, but we're ready here tonight. So
okay.
Do you mind introducing it here first on the Nicki Rich Show?
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely love to do that.
Okay. We ready when you are.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, now playing my new single, Got My Girls With Me, playing right now.
Got my girls with me. Got my
ain't no better than me, my lady.
Got my girls with me. Got my
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We live with Miss Aziza Naaman, and that was Got My Girls With Me. What's going on? Welcome back.
Hey.
We playing the hottest track right now. I tell you,
oh,
when I was listening to it, I said I can hear a guy like Trey Songz or Chris Brown rebuttal, you know, Got My Guys With Me with the remix, you know. I can hear that.
Definitely. Maybe coming, you never know.
Yes, I love it. I love that single. And we also got another song that we would like to play as well. We got that right now. Tell us a little bit about that and how you came up with that.
Yes. It's funny because I always talk about, it doesn't take much for me to wait on anybody, you know, to give me something or to get me somewhere. I'm like, I'm doing it on my own, and I'm doing it right now. So it's just like, I wake up, you know, I don't need anybody trying to tell me, you know, when I need to get up to go do something. I'm just like, it's all me. You know what I mean? I wanted a record that was talking about right now. You know, go get what you want right now. You know, so don't wait on anybody else. You know, don't wait for anyone to do anything for you. You go and get it on your own. You know, so I wanted to regulate that. So that's where that came from.
Well, we're going to play it here tonight to all the listeners. Much love to you guys that's rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to play that right now. Here we go.
Wake up, shine, and grind.
All right, you're rocking with the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. That right now, loving that track, loving that. We jamming tonight. I love it.
Thank you.
Shout out to you. You've been working hard
this year.
Thanks for
playing.
Oh, yes. Now, do you have a video out? Do you have a video out for this song right here?
For that right now, no. We're actually working on the Got My Girls record for a video. So that'll be out very soon.
Okay. All right. Now, what else can we expect from you the rest of 2014? We know it's winding down. So what else are you working on, and what else can we expect?
Well, mainly right now it's just the music video. That's going to be huge to come out with before the end of the year. So I'm really excited to put that out. So that's what we're working on. And doing some shows, you know, it might be amazing to do before the end of the year. So look out for that.
Most definitely. Now, is there any other artists that you're working with as well this year, or do you just focus on your project alone?
Right now, just focus on my work, my project.
Okay.
And you never know what could come in the future, but definitely open to working with other artists.
Most definitely. Now, is there any words of, you know, wisdom, encouragement, anything you would like to share with anybody out there that's pursuing their vision? Because I know me personally, you know, sometimes it seems like everything is so easy, it's so simple, but, you know, we have things that we go through, and we're, you know, especially when you're trying to get to where you need to be. And, you know, sometimes we need that motivation, that inspiration. So is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners? Any words of encouragement?
Well, I just want to say, you know, the one thing that my grandmother, you know, instilled in me is never giving up. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's anything that I can share, you know, amongst anyone who is pursuing their dreams, and whatever that may be, you know, don't ever give up. You know, keep striving, keep believing. If people keep telling you can't do it, they keep saying, you know, you're not good at this, you know, prove them wrong. Prove them wrong and keep going. You know, never let anybody tell you what you're going to be or what you're going to do. You know, keep believing in yourself and never give up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because, you know, as long as you know what it is that you want to do in life and you keep pursuing it, all that matters. Don't give up. You know, don't stop, because I feel like if you give up, it means they won. You know,
absolutely. All the time.
Just because, you know what another thing is, what we have to realize too, just because you stop something doesn't mean you can't go right back to it either, you know. You can stop and take a break, because sometimes we need those breaks and revamp and restart.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, as long as, you know, life hits everyone, you know, and in this industry or entertainment industry, you know, you have to have, you got to work, you know, your regular job. Then you got to work, you know, in what you would aspire to have as a career, you know. So before that starts bringing you in amazing money, you know, you got to work. So sometimes you got to put that aside, you know, for a little bit, you know what I mean, get your money right, go back into it full-fledged. Don't give up on it, though, you know. So
that's
what you got to do. It's a boss.
Yes, that is so true, and you know, and it's okay, it's just what we have to do sometimes, you know, but ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, some people criticize, oh, you're working this job and you're trying to do, you know, you still doing what you love, even if you put 5 minutes a day, sit down 5 minutes, just to do something toward your dream, all those minutes going to add up. It will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why, you know, that's why you just can't let other people, be around people who are aspiring the best for you. You know, that's an amazing thing that I've learned is you got to keep people around you who are positive. You know, a lot of people who, you know, may have some people in their crew, you know, that kind of thing, who are doubters, you know, like, don't let them get to you. You know, keep focusing on what you're trying to do. Don't focus on them. You know, because later on they're going to be coming to you and saying how great you are as well.
Yes. Yes. And you know, that is so true. They're going to come right back to you, you know. They're going to be coming right back like, hey, I'm here.
That's what they do.
But, but also to the listeners out there, in case anybody wanted to book you for any event, appearances, or just want to learn more about your music, where could they go to?
Well, I'm also very new to Gram and Twitter, and I have my music on SoundCloud as well. So you can follow me on at Aziza Diamond there as well. And for shows or tours or festivals or anything really, you can contact me at azizabooking@gmail.com. You can
keep
in touch with me through all my
Instagram. I tell you, you're really inclined with your fans, you know. You're talking with them, and I love that as well. And they get the chance to view all your interviews, you know. That's how I got to learn a lot more, just going through your networks, like the Instagram and different things like that, because, you know, I tell everybody, you got to be able to be reachable, you know, and see what this person, do your research, and you've been everywhere. You know, and I got family at Desert Storm Radio, and we know that you have been featured on Desert Storm Radio because, you know, I'm a fleet DJ, and some of our hosts are there as well. So shout out to them, you know, Miss Tampa Mystic.
Gotta love them.
So, you know, that's great. You know, different radio stations.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's love right there. And, you know, I just want to say keep doing what you're doing because you're not even just in L.A. You're everywhere. You're global, you know, New York, Atlanta. And just today alone, we're syndicated on 5 different radio networks. So you can be heard on today, iTunes podcast. So when we are done with this exclusive interview, it's going to be on iTunes. It's also going to be on College Underground Radio, ThisIs50.com, The Nikki Rich Show, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. It's amazing just to be having all those different areas that it's syndicated on, you know, and you can go to each page and you can see Miss Aziza Diamond, you know, there, and you can listen to this exclusive interview, and we're just so excited to have you on today and just sit down and talk with you and get to know you. This is not just, you know, the end of it all, you know, just come on one time, that's it. No, we are family now, you know. We are excited to have you. I'll say this is the intro here for the Nikki Rich Show, and
welcome
you back for a follow-up interview anytime. So we just thank you for being our guest tonight.
Yes, I definitely appreciate that. I'm completely just I'm in awe of everything that's been happening, and I just appreciate the fact that you guys support my music. And Desert Storm Radio, thank you again. But the Nikki Rich Show, that's just the blessing. So I'm very grateful, you know, to be interviewed by you. It's amazing. I plan
on coming
on again.
We got them in heavy rotation, so we got your music in rotation. And we're going to be playing it once again tonight when the interview is over. But like I said, we're going to be playing your music in heavy rotation. It's been in rotation, but we are so glad to finally talk with you and hear it here. So it's been an exciting night. And I definitely want to, you know, before we go, I want to shout out your team. You got an amazing team behind you. So shout out to your
team.
Thank
you. Yes, thank you. He's awesome.
Yes,
he's definitely putting a lot of work, So I'm so grateful for him. Really am. You gotta have a huge team, you know, behind you to get things.
Yes, that absolutely.
Yes,
thank you. Making it happen.
Thank you.
And now, any other shout outs or last words before we go?
I could tell all my fans, you know, to tell their local DJs to play my records, you know, got my girls with me in that right now, you know, wherever you can, play it.
Most definitely. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you. And as we always do, you know, I always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we say God bless and have a great night, and you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful evening as well.
You too. We're going to play this one more time, you know. Got my girls with me.
Face it, most of us are addicted to our mobile devices. BestDudes.com is a website and mobile app for people to go to. If you need a good stylist or barber, search Best Dudes for a licensed professional by city or state. You can check out photos of their work or even book an appointment online. Download the Best Dudes mobile app to connect with top barbers and stylists when you're traveling or just want a new look. Visit BestDudes.com today and download the app free in your app store. That's BestDooz.com.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You just heard that exclusive interview with Miss Aziza Diamond. If you missed it, you can always go back to our syndicated networks, College Underground Radio, iTunes Podcast, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, ThisIs50.com, TheNikkiRichShow.com, and listen. And you can listen anytime 24/7. But also note that the Nikki Rich Show, we air Monday through Wednesday from 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time and 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. We thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We thank you for being the supporter. Thank you for all that you have done. And you know what? You can follow us on our social networking sites. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich. And we wind things down here tonight. Thank you guys so much for just everything. That, you know, just being here. You know, the Nikki Rich Show, we're growing, we're expanding, and we need that support. And we thank you because you're giving it to us. And we wind things down by saying, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying, God bless. God bless you all. Good night.
The number one host that be doing the most.
Nikki Rich, 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 Rich.
The number one host that be doing the most.
Nikki Rich, Rich, Rich.
The number one host that be doing the most.
Nikki Rich, Rich, Rich.
The number one host that be doing the most. Rich, 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 rich